quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. Tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam First Nations. At Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie.
My name is Ayu.
We are back today with part two of our discussion, exploration, and fangirl deep dive into the Sakamichi groups. An exciting topic for the both of us, as we love an idol group. Last time we were talking about why they're popular amongst young women and girls. We were talking about their structure and the selection system. And we're just going to see where the conversation takes us for the rest of the day on this hour as well. If you are not familiar with the Sakamichi groups, they are a series of Japanese idol groups of women and girls, produced by a guy named Yasushi Akimoto. He's kind of famous in the sense that he has spent most of his career, I think, producing these idol groups, producing these female talent groups. The Sakamichi groups consist of Nogizaka 46, which debuted in, I think, the early 2000s. Tens. Then we've got coming up after that is Kyakizaka 46, which later on rebranded to become Sakurazaka 46, and how we will probably be referring to them throughout the rest of the program. While Kyakizaka 46 existed, they had a B-side group called Hiragana Kyaki, which later on became their own group called Hinatazaka 46. Each of these groups have many, 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 many members. Mm-hmm. So many. And part of the charm, I think, is that I guess you can pick a favorite, very likely pick a favorite, no matter which way you turn in the group, because I think at one point, for example, Nogizaka had close to 46 members. Even though the number 46 is in their name, they do not have 46 members. Do you actually know why 46 is in the name?
I know, actually. So there is also the group called AKB48, and it's made also by Yasushi Akimoto, the same person who produced other groups like Nogizaka, Hinatazaka, Keyakizaka. And yeah, before Nogizaka was made it, AKB48 is active, but he made the AKB48, and he wanted to make the rival group. So he said, I'm not sure whether it's correct. I think it's correct, but I remember that he said before, because he wanted to make the rival group, and even though there are less members, not 48, 46, so a little bit less, two people less, still, how to say, the new group will be we can compete with the AKB48. So because at the time AKB48 is so popular in Japan, and I think also in some foreign countries, so He said even there are less before, even though there are less before members, he wanted Nogizaka to be very popular in the future, like AKB48. So that's why, I think.
Interesting. Very interesting. I think that is so interesting because this is, they're technically rivals in the sense, I think, mostly like concept,
mm-hmm.
right? And maybe in the way that they're structured, but it's still the same guy producing them.
Yeah.
So he's still the guy making the most money at the end of the day, right?
I know.
And I hear these days there's, Nogizaka has a rivaled group.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the recent tree.
You yes, mean. The one with the long name.
It's Boku like, ga mitakatta aozora. I'm not sure whether it's really correct, but yeah, I think, yeah.
Yeah, and that name, it's so interesting because AKB48 refers to a place, right? It refers to Akihabara.
Yeah, Akihabara.
As does the AKB sister groups.
Mm.
Nogizaka 46 refers to also a street name, I think.
Mm.
There's actually a place in Tokyo called Nogizaka.
Yes, there's a place.
As is with the other sister groups, except for Hinatazaka, which is a spin on one of the streets in Tokyo. It's also worth mentioning that Sakamichi in Japanese actually means kind of the path of the slope, and all of the streets in the Sakamichi groups are on a bit of an incline. This is some kind of clever literary reference to metaphor to how the girls entering the entertainment industry in the Sakamichi groups will be faced with much challenge, and therefore they have to overcome the climb. Miley Cyrus much?
Mm.
But then the new group isn't a street name.
Yeah, isn't street name.
It literally, I think it means like I saw the blue sky or something
like
that, right?
Like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so long?
I don't know. I feel like I was surprised when I found the news, like the new group's name is the Boku ga Mitakatta Aozora. Honestly, I thought, it's not very catchy because it's hard to remember even for Japanese people. Nogizaka, like AKB48, something like that. It's easier to remember and shorter and catchy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually not sure why he named that. Yeah.
It's okay. He's an old man. Sometimes old men have their own ways, I guess. But yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about today. Sakamichi groups. Get into it. For now, we are going to play some music. This song was actually cut from our previous episode because we ran out of time and I realized we can't play it. But it's a Nogizaka song, and we talked about that it's like a kind of like a fan favorite in many ways, and it's about giving someone like the motivation to take a challenge or something like that. Do you want to introduce a little bit more about it?
Yeah, the name of the song is Kikkake, and this is also one of my favorite songs, and I often listen to it. Yeah, as Leslie said, yeah, it's also one of the most popular song, Nogizaka song among fans. And yeah, I also often listen to it when I need something to push me to do something. And yeah, when I need some confidence, and when I feel a little bit like when I feel I don't have confidence, and when I feel depressed or something, yeah, it's nice to listen to it. So yeah, maybe you also like it.
For 40 years, the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, aka SFPIRG, has been helping students build communities at SFU. Campus organizations like Out on Campus and Embark developed out-of-action groups at SFPIRG. Action groups are one of the ways that student activists can take action for change. Visit us at www.sfpirg.ca. That's www.sfpirg.ca to learn more about starting your own action group today.
If you are a student at SFU, or I suppose neighboring or something like that, you can go check out SFPIRG's activities on their social media, and you can also drop by to their little headquarter office as well. They're neighbors to us here at the CJSF radio station on Burnaby Mountain. And that's what you're listening to right now, 90.1 FM, CJSF. My name is Leslie, and this is Typically Tuesdays. I'm joined in the studio by...
Ayu.
And we are talking about Sakamichi groups. Look it up if you. I'm not going to explain it again because it takes a lot of time and it gets in the way of getting into the meat of the discussion. Ayu, why are you into the Sakamichi groups?
So at first, actually, I started to like Nogizaka 46 because there is a member called Nanase Nishino, and at the time I started to like the group, she was already graduated from the group, but she was in the one of dramas at the time, like before COVID, I think. But actually, I saw that drama, and I thought, oh, she's so cute, and because I like the drama, and after that, I also found so many videos related to her, not only about the dramas, but also her, like, more private, or her video when she was still idol. So, and when I saw her video, also the other members like Nogizaka 46, I started to also watch the video related to Nogizaka 46, and I also started to like other members. So maybe that's why.
Cool. What is the name of the drama?
It's called Anata no Ban desu. Oh, do you know?
I watched that.
Oh, really?
Yes, it gave me nightmares.
Oh, yeah, it's so scary.
It's very creepy. It's about a serial killer conspiracy in, like, an apartment complex, essentially.
Yes.
And spoiler alert, but Nanase makes a very cute serial killer, I guess.
Yeah.
People were really into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so fair. And then from Nogizaka, you started to like the other Sakamichi groups?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also like Hinata-zaka, and also I actually am not sure about the Keyaki-zaka because it's after that they're renamed like to Sakura-zaka 46. So I think I'm more familiar with Sakura-zaka 46 after they changed their name.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like all the groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now is a perfect season for Sakura-zaka
46. Oh yeah, Sakura means cherry blossom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so spring.
I think they're also holding some kind of like concert tour right now, though I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, yeah. I mean, how did I get into? I think I got into Keyaki-zaka first because do you know the Produce 101 series?
Oh yeah, I'm not very familiar with it, but I of course know the Produce 101.
Yeah. So they had, it started in Korea, right? And then there were a few seasons, and then they had a third season called Produce 48, which was in collaboration with the AKB48 and their sister groups. And everybody was talking about it on like kind of like idol Twitter, I guess. And because I think both AKB48 and the Sakamichi groups are created by the same guy, right? People started to also like get into Keyaki-zaka 46. At that time, Keyaki-zaka 46. And they were always on my like Twitter feed and stuff like that. And then so that's how I ended up getting into them.
I see. Mm-hmm. Wow. And you started to like Keyaki-zaka at first, you said?
Yeah. I thought I liked Keyaki-zaka at first because I think that was all I could find. I couldn't really, I hadn't gotten that deep into the Sakamichi groups yet, so I couldn't find any of the Nogizaka content or the Hinata-zaka content. But because Hinata-zaka is actually, they were actually kind of like branched out of Keyaki-zaka.
Yeah, I know.
It's complicated discourse. Essentially, the first generation Hinata-zaka and the second generation Hinata-zaka, they used to be a group called Hiragana Keyaki-zaka, which were like kind of the unders, I guess, of unders. The main Keyaki-zaka group. And then later on, they got, I think, well known enough to debut on their own, and so they became Hinata-zaka 46. And I just liked Hinata-zaka 46 a little bit more. They were more livelier at the time, especially. They had, like, I think, like, a stronger sense for, like, comedy and variety. And watching their weekly variety programs was, like, the main way that I got into any of the groups. And so I ended up getting into Hinata-zaka 46 the most, and they remain my favorite Sakamichi group.
Nice. And what's your favorite members?
From all of them?
Yeah, all of them.
Inogizaka used to be, well, it was Asuka.
Oh, Asuka.
And Kazumin.
Kazumin.
But they both graduated.
Yeah, I know. Already graduated.
So I still really like Kaki, though.
Kaki Haruka. Yeah, so cute.
And then in Keyaki-zaka, I liked Shida Manaka. Do you know her?
Oh, yeah, I know her. Shida Manaka. Already graduated, but
She really stood out for me because everybody else was really kind of like withdrawn and quiet. Mm-hmm. But Manaka had like, she was able to like keep up with the hosts. So I really liked her. But then she's gone, so now I like Inoue Rina.
Inoue Rina, yeah.
And then in Hinata-zaka, my favorite is Kyoko.
Kyoko, yeah.
Who's also about to graduate.
Yeah,
everybody is leaving me.
Yeah, it's so sad, but yeah, many members decide to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
I think also last week, I had forgotten to mention what graduating means. So graduating just means like they leave the group, basically, and they move on with either the next part of their career, either in entertainment or anything, or they choose to move on and retire from entertainment. Mm-hmm. And that does happen sometimes. Ayu, who are your favorites in the Sakamichi groups? So you like Nanase?
Yeah, Nanase and also Momoko Ozono. She already graduated, but yeah, she is so pure and she has a direct like accent. So she is from a little bit rural area of Japan. And so that's why the way she speaks Japanese is so cute. And yeah, so pure. And now I think so recently, so now they are already first generation and second generation. All the members are graduated.
But, from Nogizaka.
Yeah, from Nogizaka. But so now they're third generation, fourth generation, and fifth. So in fifth generation, I have a favorite. I have two favorite members called Nao, Tomisato Nao, and Ioki Mao, Nao Mao. So it's a little bit similar name. So people call them Nao Mao, like they, because they are also, how to say, yeah, they're very good friends. Not only on the TV show, but also maybe private, they hang out together. And so I like them. And so I'm not sure about Keikizaka, but Sakurazaka, I like Morita Hikaru. Mm-hmm. She's so, like, she's small, but she's so cute. And I like her face. And, but she's also, when she dances, when she performs, she looks different. Usually she, yeah, because of her face, she's so cute and she's so, yeah, like, not baby, but when she dances, yeah, she looks so different and very cool. And also Hinatazaka, I like Hina, Kawata Hina. She's, yeah, she's sometimes funny because, like, yeah, no, she's also she often does funny thing with no intention, like she also doesn't notice and what happened but everyone is laughing and oh what. And yeah, I like her too.
Yeah, those are great people. I'm not as familiar with fifth generation Nogizaka. I had to take a break from Nogizaka because I couldn't watch their show with subtitles. But that may change because they're being subtitled right now. Mm-hmm. But Hikaru, I agree. She's a very good performer. And it's just like you say, Ayu, like she's actually a very small person. I think she's something like, she's not even 5 feet tall, I think.
Yeah,
she's very, very, very small. But she has a lot of stage presence. And I think that's one of the reasons why she's really popular, because she knows how to command a stage. She's very charismatic when she performs. And she has served as the center of the Sakurazaka group songs a number of times already. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, she is adorable. She looks like a little doll.
Yeah, I know.
And in Hinatazaka 46, Hina is Hina's very fun. She appears very sweet and kind of shy, but I think that's why she is also really likable, because she'll have those moments where she does something kind of strange or says something kind of strange, or she'll recount like a moment in her life that was. We have to like look at it a little bit, like what is she talking about? Like, her habits are kind of weird, and people really like that about her. She has this kind of strange personality, despite being appearing very cute and pure in her appearance.
Yeah.
Speaking of cute and pure, I think we can start to transition into the next song, which has some extra special meaning to it. Do you want to give us a little bit of a rundown?
Oh, yeah. So, Azato Kawaii, the next song is called Azato Kawaii. And I think many people know the word kawaii because, yeah, I have some friends here, and they often say, oh, it's kawaii. Like, this is kawaii. Mm-hmm. This one is, yeah. So, I feel like there are many people who knows kawaii is like cute, but azato kawaii is a little bit different. Like, maybe azatoi is also adjective in Japanese, and it's like, oh, what did you say earlier? Like the,
like sly.
Sly. So with intention, like dear people do something like cute to make themselves attractive or something, with intention and by not naturally. Yeah.
Actually, now that you mention it, is it? So I have two questions about that. Mm-hmm. So can you say like it's kind of like flirting?
Oh, kind of what?
Flirting.
Flirting. What is flirting? So
flirting is like when you say something sweet to somebody who you have romantic feelings for, and you're trying to get them to like you.
Oh, yeah. So it's also